welcome to part one of the El Defo book study. El Defo is a book by Cece Bell, and she is deaf herself. And so this is why I decided to choose this book as our first book study, because I, in fact, am deaf as well. I have a moderate to profound hearing loss, and it is bilateral. So bilateral means that I have a hearing loss in both ears, just like Cece herself and the main character. So let's jump right into it. We're going to be focusing on part one, which is 0 to page 85. And let's just talk about right from the beginning. Cece finds out that she is deaf at 4 years old. And this is interesting because a lot of people lose hearing throughout their life. So some people have a congenital hearing loss, which means that they're born deaf. Some people have a prelingual hearing loss, which happens before you learn language, and that was what my case was, because I learned that I was hard of hearing at 6 months old. And some people, maybe your grandparents, for example, have a hearing loss that occurred naturally later in life as they aged. So hearing loss is something that is really unique to each person. And I also want to just quickly go over some terms before we go into some of the questions and thoughts I had. Some terms that we are using is hearing. So hearing is for those people that do not have a hearing loss who can hear normal. Hard of hearing is the term that we use if somebody has a mild to a profound hearing loss. And we are no longer using the term hearing impaired because it kind of implies that the person's defective in some way, and that's not the case if you're hard of hearing. So for example, I'm hard of hearing and Cece's hard of hearing. And there's also deaf, and deaf means that there is a profound hearing loss. And there's also the deaf community, and there's the deaf community with a capital D. So each person's lifestyle determines what communication they are fostering. So deaf culture and deaf people sometimes mostly use ASL, which is American Sign Language. And then there's the hard of hearing community, which use assistive devices, which are things like hearing aids or cochlear implants and FM systems. So each person has their own story, and every story is unique, and Cece's is really interesting. And I wanted to start thinking about some of the questions I wanted to ask you guys, and that is, on page 61, we notice a moment with Cece and her friend, and I feel like when I was reading this, I was pretty uncomfortable, and I think I wanted to kind of discuss what is disclosure. And disclosure is when somebody in the disability community decides to tell someone the unknown and make it known. So they tell someone, you know what, I, Jessica Costello, I have a hearing loss, which makes me hard of hearing, and that's why I need hearing aids to be able to hear and function in everyday life. And so that is disclosure. I'm telling you about my disability. And it takes away people just assuming your disability. So it is always the person's choice. It is a very personal choice whether they will disclose or not disclose. So that was a really interesting moment on page 61 and 62. So I would love if you guys could discuss that, answer that question, kind of tell me your thoughts on that. And on page 67, we kind of are also following up with the situation, and I wanted to talk about, do you think that situation on page 67 is rude? Maybe how would this make you feel, and how does those feelings transfer to your inner dialogue or the story that you tell about yourself? So the inner dialogue or the story you tell about yourself is you start to say things like, wow, you know what? I got an A+ on that math test, and that means I'm really smart. Or it can be the other way, vice versa, right? It could be, wow, I didn't do so hot on that math test. That must mean I'm really, really down. And so that's your inner dialogue and the story that you start creating about yourself. And I want you to start thinking about that for Cece and how maybe her inner dialogue is shifted or changed because of that. And then the last question I wanted to ask is, what are some movies and books you have seen or read that make you feel represented, or you feel like that represents a community or a disability that may not be normally seen? And in this first part, we noticed that Cece was really excited when she saw a soap opera with the one of the characters who was hard of hearing. And I was really excited when I picked up El Defo because it was representing a community of hard of hearing people that I don't normally get to see or interact with every single day. So those are the questions I wanted to leave off and some thoughts I had on part one. I will see you around for part two.